You are listening to Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Dan Wanshura. For Kenny Pheasant, Earth Day is an especially important day. He says his appreciation for the Earth is tied to knowing the history of his Anishinaabe culture. And knowing that culture comes from knowing and speaking his original language.
I was told the creation story, our creation story, the Anishinaabe creation story, when I was a little boy, from these old men. They didn't even know how to speak English, from what I understand. But they told me the creation story in my native language, Anishinaabemowin. It's a lot more powerful in the native language. It brings out a lot more meaning to why we're here and the earth. And everything falls into place if we walk the path that we are to walk in.
So you said a lot of it is impacted from what you learned as a child, how the earth was brought to be. Can you give us a little snippet of what you learned and, again, why that impacts you today about your beliefs on the earth?
In our creation story, it talks about a flood and the animals and the birds. They came to Nanebushel. Nanebushel was the first man of the Anishinaabe Nation. They came to him and asked if they could get Mother Earth back. So the animals volunteered to get the earth, to go down into the waters and get the earth. And the little muskrat went down, and everybody thought it was just a little rodent. But the little muskrat went down and got the earth. He died. And then when Nanebojou saw the body of this little muskrat, he opened up the claws, and there he saw the earth. Nanebojou put that earth on the turtle's back and became Turtle Island, which is known as Mshikamnis, and which has evolved to Michigan. I didn't learn this from a book. I learned it as I was told in a teaching by some old men that couldn't even speak English. Many people don't know that story, but I value it. I learned it from my people using their language. That's why today I can say that I am doing my part in helping save Mother Earth. Shkokamekwe.
I feel like for most people going to school today, creation isn't a term used, but you use the term creation. What's the significance of using the term creation?
You're not the first one that's actually said that to me. people have said that they said, why do you say creation? Why do you say creator all the time? I said, because I'm giving him what he deserves, you know. And I guess a lot of people, I don't know, they think it's maybe religious or I don't know. But I grew up speaking this way about my creation story and my creator, and I'll probably die that way because that's what I do.
Knowing what those old men taught you about how everything came to be, How does that affect the way you live today and interact with the earth today?
I'm humbled because I get to walk on Mother Earth and enjoy her presence, what she's given to me. And the only thing that I can say about her, me giving back to her, is I'm using my language. I'm expressing who she is using my language. And it's what I was meant to do. It's what I was meant to do.
Kenny Pheasant works for the Little River Band of Ottawa Indians, teaching Anishinaabemowin. Kenny, thanks for joining me.
Miigwech.